afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Carrie speaking.
Hi. I've just got a question about my cockatiel.
Yeah? What question do you have?
So she's a female. We think she may be nesting. She's currently at the top of our cupboard, but she's like shaking and making weird noises up there and kind of lifting up her tail. We're just not sure if she's struggling or what we should do.
Okay. It does definitely sound like she's doing nesting type displaying behaviour, which is what they would do if they were mating. Has she ever laid for you before?
No. But we do have another male cockatiel in the house, and yeah, like she's up the top of the cupboard and she'll just sit up there and kind of make like grunting noises with her tail up, and like she attacks us if we go anywhere near her.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like she is reproductive at the moment. I guess the things you need to look out for is if she has never laid before, whether or not she is gearing up to lay, and if she can lay, basically. So egg binding.
That's what we're worried about.
Like, does she go back into a cage at night time or anything, or has she got a cage that you can pop her in?
Yeah, so she, like, they have free roam of the house. Does she go back into a cage at night?
She has been.
Yeah, it's unusual of her to go back into the cage.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on how she's presenting. Like, if she's really fluffed up, she's irritated. Does she have a swelling down around the vent abdomen area? Has she got any breathing effort or anything like that? They're all things that you need to look out for. Also, make sure she's obviously eating, drinking. She's quite bright and alert.
Yeah, she's eating and drinking. She is a little bit fluffed up more than, like, at times. Yeah, not all the time.
Yeah, like I would probably, like if she's on top of the cupboard before, so you can keep an eye on her, I would definitely pop her back into her cage just to monitor her, just to see, well, is this behaviour just because she's up in her, what she's built as her nest, or whether or not she is unwell, and just monitor that she is eating and drinking. If she happens to lay an egg, they will lay until they get the amount of eggs that they think is a clutch. So that might be just the one-off. It might be a couple. And generally, they lay every second day. What I would recommend if she does lay is to leave that egg with her until she loses complete interest in it, just because if you take it away, it will drive her to want to lay more and more eggs, and that can obviously cause things like calcium deficiency and the risk of egg being egg-bound and things like that. What type of food is she on at the moment?
Yeah.
She just has, like, seeds.
Just seeds and, yeah.
Okay. So definitely if she is looking at egg laying, like adding some extra calcium for her would be beneficial, because obviously she'll put a lot of calcium into producing and making these eggs if she is truly trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you are concerned at all, definitely making an appointment. We can have a look and see what she's like, and just rule out that it's nothing medical. But as I said, if she is gearing up to lay, like it does definitely sounds like she potentially could be, like she might, they generally will lay overnight or late afternoon. If they've read the textbook, sometimes they don't. that's my advice basically.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Okay, but yeah, if you've got any concerns, definitely give us a call or make an appointment.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.